Mishnabura Siman Nun Aleph Dine Tfila Min Baruch Sha'amar Adi Shtabach Uvotet Seifim. We're now going to talk about the dinim, the halachot of Psukei Dezimra. Good chance that we'll have to divide into two shirim, but we'll get a hefty amount of halachot today. Min Aleph Aleph. Orim Baruch Sha'amar Kodem Psukei Dezimra Di Shtabach La'achareihem. We say Baruch Sha'amar at the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, and Yishtabach at the end of Psukei Dezimra. The first thing to be aware of is, and this is going to sort of set the tone for a lot of the halachot that will come and follow, is that the Shulchan Aruch is bringing out here the fact that Baruch Sha'amar is the opening bracha of the mitzvah of Psukei Dezimra. But the rest of Psukei Dezimra are then existing within the context of the opening bracha and the concluding bracha. The opening bracha is Baruch Sha'amar, and the concluding bracha is Yishtabach. And in the same case with any bracha that opens with Baruch and ends in Baruch, you can't be mafsik. You can't make any breaks. You can't make any interruptions during that bracha. That's true Psukei Dezimra, and we're actually going to find just how severe and just how serious it is to A, have a hefsek within Psukei Dezimra, B, what are the exceptions, and C, even when you have to make an exception, how do you make that exception? How do you talk or do something or take an action within Psukei Dezimra? It's not so simple to do, because Psukei Dezimra opens up with Baruch Sha'amar and it concludes with Yishtabach, and those two are creating one long system that's called Psukei Dezimra, which cannot be broken without specific need or without special exception. Clear from the get-go? Good. Before we get into that, let's discuss a distinction between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. What's the distinction between Ashkenazim and Sfardim? If anybody's ever davened Nesach Sfard, all our Sfardim aren't in the room today. So after Baruch Sha'amar, in Ashkenazi tradition, we then say Hodu. By Sfardim, they say Hodu and a few other things, and then they say Baruch Sha'amar. So the question is, what's going on in the difference between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz? So according to Nusach Sfard, Sfardic Poskim assume that these psukim were said by the Kohanim when they brought the Korbanot. So it's Shayach to Korbanot and appears before Baruch Sha'amar. Meaning the reason why in Sephardic tradition Hodu is before Baruch Sha'amar is because they hold that it's part of Korbanot. It's not part of Psukei Dezimra. As opposed to Ashkenazim, who assume, based on the Gra, that no, this is simply part of Psukei Dezimra, and therefore it appears after Baruch Sha'amar. Yes?
Because the Kohanim just say this psukim, you said?
According to Sfardim, that since the Kohanim would say these psukim when they were bringing the Korbanot, so it's part of Korbanot. Meaning, it could go either way. When you say Hodu Lashem, what does Hodu Lashem sound like? What does it mean? Thanks, God! What does that sound like? Psukei Dezimra? Yeah, I mean, Psukei Dezimra, it's words of praise and thanks to God, but on the other hand, it was said by the Kohanim, so you could see it going either way. So Sfardim taken in the direction of being part of Korbanot, and Ashkenazim was part of Psukei Dezimra. The most relevant nafka mina halacha lamaisa is actually, in my mind, for all of you, which is, were there to be a Sfardi in the room, and again, we do have some Sfardim who are usually here, based on what we said 2 times ago, according to Sfardic halacha, women are not chayav bichlal in korbanos. So if you assume that Hodu, if Sfardim assume that Hodu is part of korbanos, and Sfardim also assume that women are 100% not chayav in korbanos, then the chiyuv of women to say Psukei Dezimra only exists from Baruch Sha'amar on, and that whole beginning part, again, just like korbanos, they can't say it if they want to, but there isn't even, and there's no level of chiyuv for a Sfardic woman to say Hodu. For Ashkenazic women, it's irrelevant because we assume it's part of Psukei Dezimra, and we assume that women are chayav in Psukei Dezimra. Okay? Tov. Also, as long as we're talking about the issue of Nusach, Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins in Or HaChaim Bet something illegible. Sorry, in my notes, it's in Or HaChaim Chelek Bet. I'll double check on what that actually says. If That a person really should daven in the nusach of the minyan that they're in. So if you're davening in a minyan that's nusach sfarad, one should daven nusach sfarad. However, if it will be hard for a person to daven nusach sfarad, and a person makes sure to be quiet and not be mifarsem, not make it clear that they're davening nusach ashkenaz in a nusach sfarad minyan, if you have both of those things in your court, if you think it will mess with your davening to daven nusach sfarad, and you daven and daven silently in a way where nobody will realize that you're davening nusach ashkenaz, then it is mutter to daven nusach ashkenaz in a nusach sfarad minyan. Questions before we basically start? Good? Okay. Going to the Mishnah, into the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, Baruch Sha'amar. So very interestingly, he says, in terms of Baruch Sha'amar itself, Zebach Shevach Ze Tiknuhu Anshei Knesset HaGadola Al Yidei Pitka Denafal Min Shmaya Umetzu'u Katuv Bo. Where did Psukei Dezimra come from? It fell from the sky. There was a note that fell down from the heavens which had Psukei Dezimra written on it, and that was how it got included into davening. Don't ask me, ask the Mishnah Berurah. So that's where Baruch Sha'amar comes from, which is just wild that is even quoted in a halachic work. He then goes in to talk about how it's 87 words, Seder, say whatever's in the Seder. Menachom le'omro mi'umad, va'afidu bi'yechidi, and he says here that Baruch Sha'amar, it's proper to say standing up, even if one is davening bi'yechidus, and although he says it in the Mishnah Berurah here, that's also reflected in the Ramah himself, who says later on, in the end of Si'if, Chet v'nahagu la'amod k'sheomrim Baruch Sha'amar. So that's in the Ramah and in the Mishnah Berurah that one should stand while saying Baruch Sha'amar. Before I take your question, and then he just points out here for men who wear tzitzit, that men are actually supposed to hold their two front tzitzit when they say Baruch Sha'amar and kiss them at the end of Baruch Sha'amar. Yeah.
Why would he bother mentioning even if you're davening alone? Why would that even in theory have any bearing on it?
It could have been that you thought you only need to stand as a congregation, maybe when you communally recite it, like I talked about with Korbanos, when they would say the Korban Tamid. They would all stand and say it out loud, and there also was a machloket. Do you have to stand when you say the Korban Tamid when you're only a Yachid? I'm not sure, but assumably it would be a Tzibor. The question is it a Tzibor issue? And the answer is it's not. You have to stand because you have to stand. The questions? Good? I'm going to leave you just jump in. I'm not going to keep asking. Okay? But feel free to cut me off and or throw up a hand or yelp, whatever does it for you. Okay. Tov, bet, on top. Sif bet. Im siim baruch sha'amar kodem shesiim hachazan one acharav amin. If a person finishes, meaning let's say assuming you're literally going beat for beat with the Shaliach Tzibor, if you finish Baruch Sha'amar before the Chazan finishes Baruch Sha'amar, then you can answer Amen after the Chazan. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Aval im lo siyem, lo yan Amen. Right? But if a person didn't finish saying, if a person didn't finish saying Baruch Sha'amar, then you don't have to answer. I mean, you just finish saying Baruch Sha'amar and keep going into Baruch Sha'amar. U'pashut davka misha sheitchil Baruch Ata Hashem v'chulei d'matchil shivcha ba'amahu. And this is obvious, and for sure, it would be okay to say Amen to the other to the Chazan's bracha. Excuse me. He's only talking about once you enter the bracha. Meaning, when you're just saying Baruch Sha'amar v'alam baruchu baruchu sed v'rishit baruchu merviel sed, is that a bracha yet? No, it's Shevach. We're praising God. Once you get to the words, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Akel Ha'ava, once you said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, then you wouldn't answer the Chazan's bracha. But if you just said Baruch Shamar Vaya Olam Baruchu, and the Chazan finishes, and you can then say Amen because you haven't really entered the bracha section of Baruch Shamar yet. There's a whole discussion here about whether or not you can answer other brachot within the context of Baruch Sha'amar. We assume, halacha lemaisa, that once you've entered the bracha section of Baruch Sha'amar, you're in a bracha, and it doesn't matter what other bracha it is, you should not answer Amen to any other bracha when you are in the bracha section of Baruch Sha'amar.
Just a silly question. Let's say you are in the Shevach portion of Baruch Sha'amar, and the Chazan's about to finish. Should you wait for him to finish so you can say Amen, or should you just keep going?
I would assume you don't have to.
Okay.
I would assume you don't have to.
When it says Amen, it doesn't mean to any bracha?
Say again?
When you said you could say Amen as long as you're not in the bracha part of
Baruch Sha'amar? Yeah, and to any bracha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if it's for college? What if you're in the middle of the bracha for Baruch Sh'amar and like these are in college?
What if you're in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Sh'amar?
Well, let's say you're really behind.
No, because I would assume that that would follow the end of Sif Katan Gimel. Ach in hu omir achar tevat baruchat Hashem kodem shesim melech mula batish pachot katavach ha'adam de asr lo la'anot de bazemek halkel legamrei atabracha. I mean, it doesn't matter what you say at that point, it wouldn't be mekalkel legamrei atabracha. I would assume that you cannot answer if you're really within that bracha section at the end.
Well, that's a kedusha even.
Stand silently. I think that, not saying with 100% confidence, but I would assume that that would be the what one should do.
So you should just stop in the middle of what you're saying and then stand?
If it's Kedusha? Yeah. We'll talk about when you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra in a few minutes, but if you're in the middle of the Bracha, I would say you probably shouldn't answer. Yeah. Okay. If a person finishes with the chazan at the exact same time, a person should not say amen. Meaning, if you finish and the chazan finishes at the same time, exactly the same time, then you still don't say amen to the chazan's bracha, because it looks like you're saying amen to your own bracha, and we assume that's a davar meguna, that's something which is not proper. And just because it looks like you're saying amen to your own bracha, even though you're really answering to the chazan, you should not say amen because of the fact that it looks improper, that it looks like you're answering your own bracha. However, v'im siim hu bracha achat, but if you're finishing one bracha, Ezo bracha shitia, whatever bracha it may be, v'ashatz bracha acheret, and the shaliach tzibur is finishing a totally different bracha, then mutra la'anot. I mean, that's the end of Sif Katan Gimel. So if, yes?
I don't understand how that looks any different than saying amen to the same bracha.
Maybe to the person standing next to you, meaning if they hear you say, you know, melech mula patish bachot amen, meaning if the idea is that it looks meguneh, so it looks meguneh.
Right, but then if you're also saying your own bracha, and then you say amen.
No, you say shakol niyeh bevaro, and the person's in the minyan, and the chazan says tishbachot, then you say amen to them, so we're more lenient. Kacha, ze alecha.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's that a question? No. Okay. Tov. Do you want to the Kaddish if you still know? Oh, I have it right here from your question. Excellent. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as is brought me Pia Shmua in Isha Yisrael, Tet Zayin Dalad Yid Zayin, we gotcha, says, you don't answer the Kaddish after Ishtabach if you are still in the bracha at the end of Yishtabach. So Mestama, that would apply to Baruch Sh'amar also. At least that is for Kaddish. You were asking also about Kedusha, but then, yes, if you're in the bracha section of either Baruch Sh'amar or Yishtabach, then you would not answer Kaddish. But really, that's a very short period of time. We're talking literally just the bracha section of Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach.
Thanks.
He wasn't talking about Baruch Sh'amar, so it didn't click, but, yeah. Okay. Acharav Amin. So in terms of answering Amin, Velohavi Hefsek, so he says also in Sif Katan Dalad, Velohavi Hefsek Bein Abracha Lahadavar, meaning if I answer Amin to the Shaliach Tzibor before I start saying the word Hodu, we're talking about before we even say the word hodu. Saying amen is not considered a hefsek. De psukei dezimra shevachu v'amen shevachu, okay, in zimra v'lo have hefsek. Meaning, if I answer amen before I get to the word hodu, that's fine. That's not considered a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, between the bracha of Baruch Sh'amar and the mitzvah of psukei dezimra. Because amen is also a shevach, so that's totally fine. However, anything else we're going to be very machmir about. V'imsach dvarim b'teilim bein Baruch Sh'amar lahodu. But if after a person says, melech mehulal batish pachot, I then say, hey, what's up? So in Pesukei Dezimra in general, that's going to be a problem. If I do it before I say the word hodu, I haven't begun the mitzvah yet. And since I haven't even begun the mitzvah yet, Efshar Tzarich Lachzor Levarech Mishum Hefsek. I might even have to say Baruch Sha'amar again. Now, Allah Lamaisa, we wouldn't do this because of Safek Bracha Lekula, but that's how serious it is to have a Hefsek between Melech Mula Batish Pachot and the word Hodu. V'afilu mila achat avei hefsek. Even one word is a hefsek. V'nir alisha lefizeh afilu b'shtika tov lizaher l'chalchila shal lahorot lishoot har b'yabin tayim. He says, based on this, one should preferably not even wait or pause. Meaning, you say, the same way like you do, after you say the bracha on a mitzvah, you immediately do the mitzvah. So you say, melech mila batish pachot, hodu l'ashem kiru b'shmo. There shouldn't even be a break of silence between batish pachot and hodu. Good?
Like if you're starting, you're not saying
Hodu,
right?
Right, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about Ashna, so there you would sit between that and Mizmor Latoda. Yeah. But whatever in your tradition comes after Melech Mula Batish Pachot. Tov. Gimel. Achar Yishtabach, we're back on the top. Achar Yishtabach, Yachol La'anot Amen Achar Birchat Atzmo. So the Shulchan Aruch, meaning, and according to Sfardim, Achar Yishtabach, Yachol La'anot Amen Achar Birchat Atzmo. A person can answer Amen to their own bracha, to their own Yishtabach, says the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says, Vayin Lakam and Simen Resh Tet Vav, which in the Mishnah Berurah he says, unsurprisingly, meaning if the Ramah chimed in, it was because he disagreed. So in Sifchat Zanhei, he says, Disham Nitpa'er Bahagad Min Haginus Shelo La'anot Amin. There he explains that our minhag is not to say Amin. What's the nature of this machloket? It's actually fascinating. What's the nature of this machloket? So the Gemara says that after the Brach of Bonet Berachamav Yushalayim in benching, what do you say? Amen. Boneh Berachamav Yushalayim, Amen. We're all used to saying that. So the question then becomes in the poskim, why would you say Amen to your own bracha at the end of Boneh Berachamav Yushalayim, Amen? Why? Why specifically that bracha? So there is a machloket within the poskim as to what the meaning of that gemara is, what the rationale behind that gemara is. According to Sfardim, they follow the poskim that say that the understanding of that gemara is that whenever you come to the conclusion of something, like for example here, the conclusion of Psukei Dezimra, when you're at the end of something, then even though you're saying the conclusion of that bracha, you can answer Amen to your own bracha at the conclusion of something. Whether it be the end of the D'oraisa aspects of benching, or whether it be the end of Psukei Dezimra. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can say Amen at the end of Yishtabach. Ashkenazim assume that that's not the case. They assume that benching is a local issue. That because that bracha is actually separating between the deoraisa part of benching and the derabanan part of benching, there you can say amen when it's a differentiation between, to your own bracha, when it's a differentiation between a deoraisa and a derabanan. Which would really limit you to basically boneh baruch v'rachamav yushalayim amen, meaning that gemara was very specific in its choice.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that some people follow the Shita that you don't have to say the second half of benching after that. I mean, I don't really know.
The rest of benching.
Right? So if that was the case, they wouldn't say Amen then?
I think that even those people still say the next paragraph, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is the Derabanan part. Then after that, it's Shevach Ba'alma.
Got it. Okay.
Sure. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that that's the case. Tov. So yes, the Sephardim can say Amen, and and Ashkenazim would not. Dalet. Now things get really interesting and complicated all at the same time. Everybody ready? Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Prepared? Get your pens and pencils and notebooks out. There's a lot of details here, right? And Midav Nikiyut comes into play. Sarich lihi zaher. A person needs to be very, very careful from having a hefsek, any sort of interruption in speech, from the moment one begins Baruch She'amar until after Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, that's a long time. One is not allowed to speak from the beginning of Baruch She'amar until after Shmona Esrei. And take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tet. It's not even just Shmona Esrei. U'keshiyish nefilat apayim lo yidaber ad achar nefilat apayim. And when on a day where there's tachanun, it's absolutely usher to talk under most circumstances until after tachanun, because we assume that tachanun is a hemshech of Shmona Esrei. And so when there is tachanun, it would apply till after tachanun as well. Okay? Why? What is the breakdown of davening in terms of the sections? He says in the beginning of Sifkatan Vav, Debaruch Sha'amar Havi Bracha Shalifnei Psukei Dezimra. As we said before, Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha before Psukei Dezimra, but Yishtabach Havi Bracha L'acharen, and Yishtabach is the bracha afterwards. So between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, it's all one mitzvah with two brachas on each side, so that's why you can't speak in between those two. And between Yishtabach, until you start Birchot Kriyat Shema, you also can't talk, which we'll get into in a few simanim. Right, as he says, Halo Afshal Hafsi Kedalkan Mesiman Nundalad. When we get to Nundalad, we'll talk about why it's Usher there and what greater leniencies there are between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Yotzer Vahala, Havi Birchos Kriyat Shema. And once you're already in Yotzer, you're already in Birchos Kriyat Shema. There for sure you can't talk. And then once you get to the end of Birchos Kriyat Shema, he doesn't say this here, but what do you have? Smicha Gula Tfila. You were so much to each other. Right? You have Smicha Gula Tfila. Begal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, you can't be Masik. You obviously have Masik in Shmona Esrei. And then we just said that Tachanun is a Hemshech of Shmona Esrei when it appears in Davening. So there is really no legitimate reason to there, unless you have a legitimate reason, there is no way to be Masik from the moment you start Baruch Sha'amar until after Nefilat Apayim. Okay? For right now, we're going to limit ourselves talking about when you're able to be mafsik in Pesukei Dezimra, but from here, he's just pointing out that this is a much longer process.
Is Torah reading only before Tachanun?
Torah reading is always after Tachanun. Says the Rama to make it even more severe within the context that we're talking about. Back up top, second line. V'afilu letzorech mitzvah in ledaber bin Baruch Sha'amar liyishtabach. And even for a mitzvah, it's usher to talk between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Tov. Now, assuming that that's the case, and that we're not even masik for a davar mitzvah, Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, what is everybody's favorite pastime during Pesukei Dezimra? Aside from talking, which we definitely know is usher, which people rationalize and think is mutter.
Learn Torah.
Thank you, learning Torah. Right? The best pastime to help get through Pesukei Dezimra when you're bored, Rachmana Litzlan, that we should... That's the way that we view Pesukei Dezimra, but you see a lot of times, certainly in yeshivas and even in shtiblach, you see people learning during Pesukei Dezimra, either during Pesukei Dezimra or when they fit, or the good ones, if they are finished Pesukei Dezimra early, assuming they didn't rush through it to get to learning, they started half an hour before davening, they davened a long, beautiful, amazing Pesukei Dezimra, the chazan's not up to yishtabach yet, and they want to learn. So what's the story in terms of learning? So it is absolutely 110% usur to learn during Pesukei Dezimra.
Why do people do it?
Because they're not in the key.
Can you expand on why you can't learn during Pesukei Dezimra?
It's a hefsek. It's a hefsek. Afilu ledavar mitzvah. Shot. Okay. Ramah. So there's not even anything to be dorish. It's the Ramah.
Okay.
Now, if a person does want to learn during davening, or let's put it in a nicer way, let's assume a person is a little bit more lofty. Let's say a person is very into davening, but because they spend so much time davening, there are certain times where they're offset from the minyan. So what can one learn and when can one learn it? So Rav Nevinsol clarifies that it's usur because of this straightforward Ramah to learn during Pesukei Dezimra. But if you're that person who goes to davening early, says all of Pesukei Dezimra through Yishtabach and including Yishtabach, because you have to say the concluding bracha, it's one unit. Then, after Yishtabach, while one is waiting for Kaddish and Baruch Hu, then one can learn. What can one learn? So, if you remember from last semester when we learned the halachas of Birkas HaTorah, we said that there was a suffix. Well, so first of all, the only thing you can do, sorry, let's take us back. The only thing you can do is to read with your eyes. You still can't speak, says Rav Nevinsol. You still can't speak. You can learn with your eyes. But it's usher to speak even while learning. And this applies on Shabbos. Also, if you were ahead on Shabbos, you would go through all the way to Yishtabach, even though they're singing beforehand by the chazan. Doesn't matter if you're ahead. You go all the way through to Yishtabach straight. You stop at Yishtabach, and then you can learn with your eyes. But you can't speak. That's first of all. So you can't do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, for example, between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. You can just take a sefer and read with your eyes. But what was amazing was this chumrah, which I think is a... it's a chizuk on davening as opposed to a chumrah on learning Torah. But many poskim say, so we said in by Birkas HaTorah, that it was a machloket as to whether or not you had to say Birkas HaTorah, whether or not you have to say Birkas HaTorah on writing Divrei Torah. Why did we say it? What was the rationale to say that you had to say a bracha on ktiva, on writing? Because it's ke? Ke? No, you do know the word. That ktiva is ke, dibor. He said that since writing might be like speaking, you might have to say Birkas HaTorah on writing Divrei Torah. But that applies here as well. Since Ketiva is possibly Kedibor, and it's usur to speak Divrei Torah between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, you can't even write Divrei Torah or underline in a Sefer between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. I'm only looking happy because it's a chizuk that during davening we should be davening. That should be the goal. The goal during davening should be davening. If you see that you're a little bit ahead, so say it with a little bit more hamtana pesukei dezimra. Say it with a little bit more kavana. Take the advantage of the extra few minutes. Tefillah is an incredibly powerful thing, and the goal of tefillah is not to either get through it quick enough to get back to learning, and it's also the goal of tefillah is not to get through any particular part of it quickly in order to get to learning. That's not how tefillah functions. When you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need to be reading his books. He just wants you to talk to him. The point here is if for some reason, and I've had this situation come up for myself, where if I know I'm going to a meeting that's going to daven super duper fast, so I go early, and I'm offset by 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, so I may as well utilize that time in a kadosh way and read a sefer with my eyes. But the goal of tefillah is not limud Torah. The goal of tefillah is tefillah.
What about during Torah reading and Hamtorah?
Right now we're only just... The farthest that we've gotten, and we're already well beyond our boundaries, is from Baruch She'amar until Tachanun. Mm-hmm. We'll get there when we get there, which is not going to be for a long time. But one thing at a time. It's a whole discussion of what one can and can't do during Kriyas Torah. It's a big machlokas. Okay, yeah.
If you do finish your Shabbos before the minyan, is there anything wrong with just going ahead?
Then you have to, when we get to those simanim, we have to figure out, so then when do you answer Baruch Hu and how, and what parts of Kaddish do you answer? I mean, you're putting yourself also in a difficult situation. There are sometimes you may want to, because if you're in a super duper fast minyan, then you might have to go ahead in order just to start Shimon Esrei with them on time. But then you need to know how to halachically navigate answering Kiddusha and Baruch Hu when they get to it while you're in the middle of Birkos Kriyat Shema. Okay? Slowly but surely. All great questions all around, but slowly but surely. Okay? Bit Seder. Now let's get into actual breaks when you either are mafsik or you have to be mafsik within Pesukei Dezimra itself. Right? Which is not going to be for a Davar Mitzvah, that's already out. So what can one be mafsik for, and what does one do when one is mafsik? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Zayin. First of all, he just clarifies, I don't know what the halamina was, but where since it's usher to be mafsik, it's also the usher to be mafsik in Hebrew. In case you thought that you could schmooze with your friend in Hebrew, even though you can't talk during Pesukei Dezimra. We clarified that. In a situation where you're forced to, you absolutely, for some reason, you must talk. Where you must talk within Pesukei Dezimra. Tzarich lomar kodem shiidaber elu hapsukim baruch Hashem leolam amen v'amen v'chulei ad v'yivarech David. Meaning, since what you're effectively doing by talking is interrupting this bracha that starts with Baruch She'amar and ends with Yishtabach, you need a concluding bracha to divide and stop your Pesukei Dezimra. So what we do is we take a quasi-bracha. We take a bracha that's a bracha, but not quite a bracha, because it doesn't have full Shemu Malchus. So let's say for some reason you absolutely, positively must talk, be davar ones, in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. Let's say you just finished Ashrei. Then you just finished Ashrei, you say, Baruch Hashem Lamem Yemim, Baruch Hashem Yisyon, Jachin Yerushalayim HaLelukah, Baruch Hashem Elokim, Elokei Yisrael, Sifo Lodov, Baruch Hashem Gvorel Yam, Vimleik Vodov Arkar, Samem Yamein. That counts as your concluding bracha between Baruch She'amar and your pause. But you actually have to do that Alach Lamaisa, for some reason you need to talk during Pesukei Dezimra. Similarly then, when you want to come back into Pesukei Dezimra, you need an opening bracha, so what do you do?
Standing up.
You say it again in order to get back into Pesukei Dezimra. You say Baruch Hashem Yilam Amen V'Amen again to get back into Pesukei Dezimra. Ukeshechozer lehatzkiel mimakom shepasak your makom kein ilo pesukim dehavi kimo bracha lefaneiav lecharehem. When you come back to daven, you then add in these pesukim in order that you have a bracha before and afterward. That was a lot in and of itself. The next piece that we're going to do are the many, many permutations of what you can and can't be mafsik for on different levels within Pesukei Dezimra. We'll do that and finish up the Siman Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.